This is something that we've spent some time trying to persuade the Chief Constable about, and clearly he has been persuaded about the benefits for officers of being issued with these spit hoods, which will protect them and, in fairness, the public as well.
The Chief Constable mentioned that there had been incidents in which officers had been injured and infected. Does that imply the streets are more dangerous, so there's more violent criminals out and about on the streets?
It's not about the streets being necessarily more dangerous, but of course when somebody spits at you, the fallout from that for the officer is massive. It's not just a question of wiping a bit of spit away from your face. They have to have medical tests to see if people have got any contagious diseases. It stops them being intimate with their family. This goes on for several months, so it's a completely sort of disproportionate impact upon officers. If you ask most officers, what would you rather have, to be spat at or punched? They'd rather be punched, because it's over and done with. The ongoing thing from being spat at, particularly if it goes in the mouth, the eyes, it's horrific for them and for their families as well. And that's why it's so important that the spit hoods are used to protect them.
Are you satisfied that the design is less likely to trigger panic in suspects? You know, some people are
criticised. The key to this is the training that officers get. Not just about physically, how do you put this on so you don't put it on back to front or anything silly like that. It's about the aftercare. Because clearly, once you've used any form of safety equipment, whether it's your baton, your spray, or your handcuffs, you've got to make sure that you then look after the person that's been subject to that. So it's about the aftercare of individuals as well. So you've got to make sure that if you put a spit hood on, that you actually then look after them and provide that all-important aftercare. But if officers don't have a spit hood, let me tell you what they'll do. They'll improvise. They'll do their own workaround to stop somebody spitting at them. And that's going to be far more dangerous than actually having a proper piece of equipment that they're properly trained to use and properly trained in the aftercare.